Well, howdy guys, and we know Christmas is coming pretty soon, but the media is usually pushing its doom and gloom. It's saying there's going to be gales, and for us not to leave the house. And don't try and fly out either, because a lot of flights are being cancelled. Oh, and don't try and get in your car and drive somewhere. All the roads are packed. That's the media's usual doom and gloom. It's a shame that the media and the news actually isn't news anymore. It's propaganda. Now you can imagine in North Korea what the TV stations get. Probably the military and about the government. That'd be about it. And it's all propaganda, of course. And how has the regime been so successful for so long? Well, it's control. Full control. And of course they've taken all the weapons away from the normal people. Of course the military and the police still have weapons. And of course they've made everybody the eyes and ears of the state, who will be rewarded for giving information. And of course, as they keep the people so poor, means that they're quite desperate and will do anything for money or even food. Does it start to sound a bit familiar? There's hardly any non-biased news pretty much anywhere, if at all. And the propaganda they're pushing seems to be aimed at one thing, to depress the people, to scare the people, to give them no hope. And it's gradually happened a little bit over the years, but how did it ever get this bad? And it really does have an effect on the population. I mean, what do you expect with it being inundated 24/7? You'll notice at gatherings that some people now are a little bit scared of talking about certain topics. And to get away from it, you could stop watching certain places. The trouble is, it's everywhere. Even in adverts, they're trying to push a narrative. A lot of companies aren't trying to sell you their stuff. They're trying to get you to think in a certain way. Last night I was on the site called MGTOW TV, and somebody had downloaded Gremlins for us to watch. Very nice. And later on in the evening, I watched it, and it was still a good film. No hidden meaning in it. It wasn't even pushing a narrative. It was just an entertaining film and made you smile. It was made in 1984. And what makes me sad is that the young people of today will never even know the way things were and how good it was. And it's no wonder why these young people are so goddamn angry. There you go, guys. Sorry. I was just having a moment there. It's okay. The moment has passed. You take it easy, fellas.